Welcome to episode 345 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes to the industry, but one thing has stayed the same, is the urge to explore our world and make the connections that only can be made through experience. My name is Donna, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth, Sandy, Lindsay, and George. Sando's resorts are located in Mexico and Spain and offer all-inclusive packages, half-board, and bed and breakfast options. I recently checked out Sando's Caracol and Sando's Cancun. These beautiful resorts are very different from each other. And as an added bonus, we invited Omar Solis to come on the podcast and talk more about the resorts. Omar Solis is a Sando's Resorts Southeast U.S. Business Development Manager, say that one word, covering Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky, and North and South Carolina. Omar is a travel industry veteran with over 20 years experience in hospitality, primarily in the Caribbean, Latin American, all-inclusive segment. Omar started his career on the tour operator side with Air Jamaica Vacations in the late 90s, and has since worked in various roles for both tour operators, airlines, and hotels, as well as having owned and operated his own successful travel agency for over 10 years. Omar imparts a wealth of experience on all sides of the travel and enjoys sharing that knowledge with his valued travel agent accounts and partners. So let's get started. Welcome, Omar.
I guess that was just me applauding.
Yeah, thank you for joining us, Omar. We really are excited.
So tell us, first of all, what makes Sando's so special?
Well, unlike a lot of other chains, we're not cookie cutter. Like, we're the anti-cookie cutter. So if you've seen one Sando's property, you haven't seen them all. They're all very different. The only thing I would say that is constant throughout the chain is our commitment to quality customer service, excellent beach locations, and just making sure that our clients have a really good time. But otherwise, each one has its own unique charm. We'll talk a little about that, the uniqueness of each resort, as we go along and talk about the different hotels.
Well, I definitely got that feeling. So let's start out. Let's talk about Sando's Caracol, because that was the one I actually stayed at.
Well, it's our eco experience resort. I'm sure you notice, it's got lots of critters. Every indigenous animal, flora and fauna in the area is on property. So you have parrots, you have toucans, you have three different species of monkeys, white-tailed deers, dogs, cats, literally just about everything except the partridge and a pear tree we have on property in copious amounts. So if you have nature lovers, this is a great place for them. We even have archaeological ruins on site. We have cenote springs on site that you can go swimming in. We have a water park for adults, teenagers, and children. So pretty much everything you would want to see and do in the Riviera Maya, we have on property at no additional cost. And it's my second favorite of our hotels.
Okay. Well, I noticed that you guys have also a scuba shop. That was one of the few things that I noticed that you have on property.
We do. And it's funny because I'm actually scuba certified, but every time I'm down there, it's like work and I never have a chance. Like, I have no free time to ever go scuba diving. But yeah, we do have a dive shop on property.
Is that included?
And you also have an adult area.
Yes, we do. So at Sando's Resorts, our adults-only sections, which we have at Sando's Caracol and Sando's Playa Car, are called our Select Club, and you have to be 18 years and above to stay at either one of those two sections, which also have a special section on the beach as well. So although it's a family-friendly resort, if you want an adults-only experience, you can have pretty close to an adults-only experience while staying at a family-friendly property. And that's great for like your multi-generational families. Like, maybe there's some couples, aunts and uncles, who want to be around the kids, but only but so much. And then, so it's a great option that we offer to our customers.
Elizabeth, you had a question?
Was that dive shop included?
No, that would be additional. So things like diving, motorized water sports, so like jet skiing or whatever, which you can't do directly at a property, but adjacent on the beach, it's usually offered. Spa treatments would be additional, of course, your gift shop. But other than that, your food, your alcoholic beverages, non-motorized water sports, nightly entertainment. We have a kids club. At Sando's Playa Car, we also have a teens club with a mocktail bar so they can feel like grown-ups.
Awesome. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. We try to include.
I saw the theater out there, and they were quite loud and very vigorous.
That was the theater she was talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes. Well, what was great is it was, I was far enough away from, you could hear it when you walked around, but when I got to my room, I was far enough away that it really didn't hear.
Gotcha, gotcha. What section were you in?
I was right near the adult.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was in that last building right
now. Gotcha. How long were you there for?
I was there for three nights. So, yeah, I got a good feeling for it. And I love the fact that it was very jungly.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely very jungly. Very jungly.
Is the eco part, is it sort of a zoo? Like, are there places where
everything is wild. The only thing that's kind of in a contained area would be we have some white-tailed deer, which are only there because we're trying to build up their numbers so we can release them back into the wild because they're a threatened species. And then we have a donkey and is it goats? I can't remember.
A sheep.
Sheep. Yeah, it's some other farm animals. Like, those are the only ones that are kind of like enclosed. Everything else is just like wild. They're just
awesome.
We're in their neighborhood and not the other way around.
That's really fun.
Yep.
Yeah, that sounds great.
And so they had, moving on to Playa Car. So tell us about Playa Car.
So it's a sister property of San Dos Caracol. It's about 15 minutes south in Playa del Carmen proper. It is the southernmost resort on the Playa del Carmen Beach, one of the top 10 beaches in the world. So for your beach lovers, this is a phenomenal option for them. Just a truly gorgeous white stretch of beach. Lots of different restaurants to choose from. Great nightly entertainment. There's also a smaller water park for the little ones there as well. And it's got three different sections. It's got the family section, the adults only select club section, and then what we call our Royal Elite Hacienda Suite section. Which are blocks of eight rooms. Each one of those eight room blocks has its own semi-private pool.
I like that. Is that adult only or is that family friendly?
No, that's family friendly. So all our resorts, with the exception of one, are family friendly. And that would be Sandos Cancun, which technically we allow children. So it's adults oriented. It's not a full on adults only. But otherwise, all our resorts are family friendly.
So those villas, though, aren't in the adult-only section.
No, they're not. No. It's its own. And actually, it's funny because earlier today, I had one of my agents ask me, they wanted like a two-bedroom situation. And what we can do is each one of those eight-room blocks has four junior suites and four one-bedroom suites. And they can be turned, based on availability, of course, but they can be turned into a two-bedroom suite situation by booking one of each. And then as long as it's available, then we can put them together. And then you have like a two-bedroom suite.
Awesome.
So it's perfect for families. I mean, also for adults, you know, if you want a lot of space because they're pretty spacious. But yeah, it's not, the adults only section is called the Select Club, and that block of rooms is closest to the beach.
So when you, if you combine those two, I'm very intrigued here. Do you have a connecting door inside or is there like an outdoor lock?
No, okay, it's a connecting door inside.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Very neat.
Great for large families.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you have like a small group, what we could do is try to put them all into like one block. So if you had, say, eight rooms worth of people, or even it could be less, but if you had eight rooms, then you could take over like a whole block. As long as we had the availability, we would do our best to put them all in one block, which would be cool because then you have your own private pool.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Let's do it, guys. Let's do it.
Okay. Well, so while we're on there, tell us a little bit about the restaurants, because I know I ate at the fish and steak restaurant, and then I also went to the Mediterranean restaurant. So there was quite a variety.
There is, and with the exception of at Sandos Playa Car, there's a restaurant called the Cupcake Cafe. We have one other one of those Cupcake Cafes at Sandos Finisterre in Cabo. But with the exception of that, like even the restaurants are all different at all of our hotels. So at Caracol, for example, there's Mediterranean, there's Italian, there's Mexican, there's seafood and steakhouse. And I'm forgetting, there's a bunch.
The teppanyaki,
international buffet. At Playa Car, we have, they're different names, but we have also Italian, teppanyaki, Mediterranean, My favorite there is actually a place called Gourmex, or a restaurant called Gourmex, which is like French high-end cuisine and Mexican cuisine kind of fusion, which is really, really, really delicious. And then my other favorite one at Sandoz Playa Car, it's called Chayito, which is kind of, you imagine, a more authentic Chipotle that also does crepes. And it stays open late. It stays open till like, think midnight normally. I don't know if those hours have been changed right now during the pandemic. Yeah, it stays open late, which is good news for me because, you know, I get the munchies like after hours.
So the second resort we went to, actually, we spent 3 nights at Caracal, and then the second 3 nights we actually spent at Sandoz Cancun.
Okay.
Now that's kind of a high rise in the hotel zone.
Correct.
But so much different than the other resorts that are down in
Riviera. Exactly. So to my point about not being a cookie cutter resort chain, it's the only one of our hotels that's a high rise, like you mentioned. It's the former Le Méridien, so it was a 4-Diamond Award winner from AAA prior to us taking it over, and we've maintained that designation for at least the 6 years that I've been with the company. 24-hour room service in every single room category. Like I mentioned earlier, it's adults oriented. We do allow children, but you see very few children at this property. And usually the reason why we allow them is we ran some numbers, and upwards of 85% of our group business had at least one child. So rather than kind of say goodbye to that amount of business, we allow them, we just don't cater to them. So I jokingly tell my agents, like, you know, if you have customers that are bringing a child here, make sure and pack an iPad or a tablet of some sort, because we're not going to entertain your kids. Like, so I suggest you have some type of electronic device to keep them entertained.
Yeah, it was funny because I took my 16-year-old.
Oh, okay.
And I took him to Caracal, and he's like, you know what, they're really, you know, it was a little bit young for me. And then I took him to Sandoz Cancun, and he's like, it's a little bit old for me.
You know what would have been perfect for them, for your teenager, would have been Playa Car, because there's actually a teen club there.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, he says, you know, the beach was beautiful. I mean, it had that gorgeous aquamarine blue. It was fantastic. And he loved the fact that it was so close to everything.
Yes, it's got a great location right there in the heart of the hotel zone. So especially for like a long weekend situation, like it's a great option for you because you can be, you know, out of the airport and at the hotel like within 15 minutes.
Yeah, we really enjoyed the French restaurant. Oh, okay. So what they did is actually they took the beach bar that was there, and they basically that night converted it into a French restaurant. Gotcha. So they had French cuisine at it. And then we had the other night we did a buffet. And it was a Mexican buffet outside on the deck where they do the weddings.
Nice, nice.
So it was kind of like a pop-up.
Got you. Yeah, they're always trying new things. Sandoz overall, like at the different hotels, but at that one in particular, they're always trying like different new things. Pop-up type of ideas and projects or whatever, just, you know, to make sure that our customers have a unique situation. Like I said, anti cookie cutter, not like, you know, everybody else. We're always trying to innovate.
And the room was gorgeous. So if you're looking for a honeymoon couple or something, that would be a great
spot for honeymooners. To your point, what's cool about that property is pretty much every single room type has great ocean views. Many of them have dual lagoon and ocean views. So sunsets and sunrises at this property are absolutely magical.
Oh, it was. I took a really nice picture of it.
good. And then another quick thing about Sandoz Cancun is that it's the only one of our properties that has a full-on conference center. So for your, be it a destination wedding or a corporate group or some type of a private group, you have a great option because above the conference center, you have this gorgeous ocean view terrace that can seat up to 300. So lots of great options at this property.
So with all three of these being family friendly, or mostly family friendly, it sounds like they're also very good for friends, groups, and
absolutely. Couples. Absolutely. You know? And it caters to like pretty much any kind of group. Like I might suggest one resort over another, depending on the type of group. So for like an adults only group of friends, I would probably say Sandoz Cancun or maybe Sandoz Finisterre. For families, of course, the two down in the Playa del Carmen, you know, Sandoz Caracol and Sandoz Playa Car would obviously be really solid options. But having said that, if you had maybe a group who wanted to do like scuba diving or who's just really into nature, Sandoz Caracol would still be a solid option for them, and they could just stay in the adults only section and still have, you know, an adults only similar-esque experience.
Yeah, we had a wonderful time. So, and the food was good and the drinks were good. And I mean, what else more
exactly.
can you ask for?
Exactly.
I really did need a vacation.
So your last big property in Mexico is the Cabo property. So tell us about
my favorite story. Of our four hotels. So I could talk about it forever. God, there's so much to say that sometimes I'm like, I don't even know where to start. But let's start with like where it's situated. So it's 45 minutes from San Jose del Cabo Airport. And I always say that you get kind of a free Cabo tour on the way to the hotel because you're going through these really cool, like, you know, rust colored mountains. It's very different from what you find in the rest of Mexico and even the Caribbean. So I always tell people, it's like, imagine if Phoenix was like on the coast, you know, big, pretty rust, you know, rust mountains, lots of cactuses, but you've got great weather. So like, you know, for women in particular, like it's great hair weather, like 24/7. It's not humid, like, you know, like the rest of Mexico tends to be or the Caribbean.
That's a huge selling point.
It really is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then our location is possibly one of the best locations in all of Cabo. It's literally right in the heart of downtown, walking distance. The marina is literally like a 2-minute walk from our lobby. So for your sunset catamaran cruises, your fishing tours, deep sea fishing tours, sunset tours, whale watching, et cetera, it's all like a 2-minute walk from our hotel. As is the majority of downtown Cabo. You can pretty much go walking down there. I jokingly, I say you walk down and stumble back up because you usually go to Cabo Wabo and you might have a little too much to drink. But it's just Cabo overall is my favorite destination in Mexico. And our hotel, being that it has such a great location, is my favorite of the four. But beyond that, also the staff, like from the general manager to housekeeping and everybody in between, is just phenomenal staff. The food is spectacular. There's just a lot to see and do. And it's, again, it's different from what you find in other parts of Mexico, as well as, you know, the Caribbean and Latin America.
So does it have more of a party atmosphere with it being right there?
That can vary based off of who's in town. Like sometimes I've been there where there was like two destination wedding groups and they were a lively group. So it was a lot of fun, but even let's say that that's not the case. And let's just say that it's more subdued. You still have access to downtown to work. So if you want a party, it's right there. So it's kind of the best of all worlds. It's not a dead property at all. We have a pretty good nightly entertainment. There's also a really cool nightclub. It's called the Stones Club. And actually a little bit of travel trivia. It's called the Stones Club because Keith Richards from the Rolling Stones was actually married at our property many, many moons ago. And I'm more impressed that he's still married, that he's still alive than the fact that he's actually still married to the same woman to this day.
I think both feats are actually quite impressive.
Right, exactly. And now that you mention it, yeah, you're right. Especially for a rock star, right?
So I know Cabo is one of those things that not all the beaches are swimmable. Is the beach
that is a great
swimmable?
Topic to bring up. It is a gorgeous, spectacular, I mean, just truly magical beach. The sunsets here, by the way, because we're built into a mountainside, you have beautiful sunsets and sunrises and like 360-degree panoramic views. However, like the majority of beaches in Cabo, it is not a swimmable beach. However, within a 5 to 10 minute walk, you do have access to a swimmable beach. So it's not directly on property, but it's right around the corner. And truthfully, there's so much to see and do. Like, that, I don't know. I'm a beach lover. I'm a water baby. So I do occasionally get tempted to jump in. It's just the undertow, of course, is very dangerous. But I don't miss it. Like, you know, and if I really wanted to, then I could just, you know, walk the 5-10 minutes and go to a beach and get in the ocean.
But I assume you have great pools.
Yes. We do. We have a bunch of pools. So the main pools are down by closer to the beach where the beach area is. And then we have several pools that are up, you know, different elevations, which is cool because it gives you these unbelievable views. So like if you go to like our website, you can see like daytime and nighttime, the views from this property are just truly, truly magical. So in one direction, you have view of the Pacific Ocean. In the other direction, you have the Sea of Cortez, the marina and downtown Cabo. So day and night, it's just spectacular.
Is it noisy?
No, not really. I think because you're elevated, Because it's built into that mountainside, I think it probably serves as an unintended soundproofing. But no, not really. It's not noisy at all.
Makes sense. But just after talking about the jungle and the beach and everything, you sort of start talking about the city, well, city environment. And you start wondering if you're going to get that traffic noise and everything. But sounds lovely.
Mm.
I know. It sounds like I have to go there now.
You should. You should.
Agency trip.
Got to get over that direction.
Absolutely.
So I understand that you, so we you also have properties in like the Canary Islands and all. However, those are not necessarily quite the same.
So it's not. So all inclusivity in Europe is different from all inclusivity on our side of the world. So although that you do get, you know, food and you do get drinks, it's different. And actually so much so that we don't market the Spaniard resorts in the U.S. at all. I wish we did, if only because that means I would get to see them, and I would be able to speak a little bit more about them. But I've never actually stepped foot on any of them, much to my sadness. Spain is one of my favorite countries, but yeah, we do have resorts in Spain. And what's cool is if you had clients who visited our resorts in Mexico and they wanted to go over there, we do have like a loyalty program. So they would get perhaps, you know, perks and whatnot going over there. But truthfully, like the way I explain it to my business accounts is what those resorts are to Europe is what the Caribbean and Latin America and Mexico is to the US. So it's more so Europe's Caribbean, if you will. Whereas for Americans, when we're going to Europe, we're probably going to, you know, to Paris, to London, to Barcelona, not so much to lay on a beach and have a beach vacation, you know, although you can, probably not.
Okay. So I was really impressed also with the spa complex. It's not exactly just a spa. It's a whole complex at Caracol for the
Correct.
Spa. It was.
And we have really great spas, not just the Caracol. Its sister property of Playa Cor also has a pretty nice, actually not pretty nice. It's a very nice complex at Sandos Cancun, also gorgeous. And perhaps one of our most unique ones is at Sandos Finisterre. It's actually built into a mountainside and there's actually exposed rock. So if I was there in the spa, behind me would be like mountain, like actual mountain that you could touch. So it's built into that. And both the gym, the spa, and that Stones Club, the nightclub that I mentioned earlier, had that exposed mountain rock where it's like literally built into the mountainside.
So it's called the Stones because of Keith Richards, but it's also called Stones.
It's a right, and you caught that exactly. It's that play on words, exactly.
I get it.
So, but what's great is also these are pretty budget friendly as well.
There is, right. Value wise, like honestly, sometimes I have some of my accounts ask me like, so no, who's your competition? I'm like, well, kind of nobody, because at what we offer at the price that we offer it, honestly, there's very little competition out there. You know, there's some resorts that are larger, perhaps might be a little bit more luxurious, but you're also going to be paying 2 to 3 times the cost. And I don't think that they offer 2 to 3 times the amenities, facilities, you know, the food isn't 2 to 3 times better, like at all. On the contrary, like our food and our customer service is something I'm very proud of. You know, as you experience yourself, you know, we have pretty solid food, nightly entertainment, our customer service, et cetera.
Yeah, and I love the fact that, so not only did they have, I mean, they brought in little vendors for handicrafts and all, but they also brought in like, for the theater, they brought in like street fair mm-hmm. food. So they had little carts with
I'm glad you got to experience that.
And churros and things like that.
One of the nights, I don't remember because I think it changes sometimes, but one of the nights they do have like that little street fiesta thing at Caracol. And every once in a blue moon, I happen to be there on a fam trip and I get to experience it. But yeah, it's cool because another cool thing is in America, we think of Mexican food as being like tacos and burritos. And Mexico is a really big country and similar to the U.S. where like, you know, food from New York, Chicago, New Orleans, Texas, California, like it's all different. Right. And when they have those fiestas, you get to sample like cuisine from different parts of Mexico. And even the tacos, you know, a taco from the south and from the north and from the west is all different.
It's so fun to hear about sort of inspired food at a more budget friendly resort, because, you know, usually you feel like that's one of those things that you really have to pay a lot of money for. But things like French Mexican fusion and, you know, a street festival with authentic foods and everything, that's a gem right there for such a value focused resort. So it's nice.
Yeah. And these were local merchants that brought the stuff in. And so it was $2. Mm-hmm. So you didn't feel so bad, you know, throwing the guy $2 to get a churro for your, you know, 5-year-old. So it was really quite neat. So
they sound great.
So anyway, so Omar, is there anything else you'd like to add?
When are you guys coming down?
Lana was just there, so
I was just there.
I guess you guys get priority then.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
I agree. Soon. We're getting back out on the road. It's really nice to
see you. Absolutely. Well, we would love to welcome you guys. We have some amazing agent rates going on right now. Some great promotions for not just yourselves, but also your clients. If you guys need anything, you know how to reach me. I'm pretty active on social media. Thank you guys so much for having me. Is there any other questions you guys have? Any tips, tricks that you might be curious about or...
Oh, are you doing COVID testing on site?
We are, and it's complimentary. So if you stay 1 to 6 nights, you get the complimentary antigen testing, which is what the U.S. requires to come back in the country. If you stay 7 nights or longer, if you wanted to, you can also get complimentary PCR testing. But it's free, and it's on site for all guests, irrespective of whether you're staying 1 night or 100 nights.
That's great.
Great.
Yeah, they did the nasal swab, and Connor had not had one before. It was quite interesting.
For you.
Yes. Well, that's our show for this week, and we want to thank you for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. So super big thank you to Omar Solis of Sandoz Resorts. And on behalf of Elizabeth, Sandy, George, Lindsay, and myself, Donna, we want to thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.